Hello, respected viewers. Here I am in the Goodman Library of the Oxford Union Society, as in the Debating Society of Oxford University. So people don't read these books very much, and you can see they're often journals. Look, political studies, for instance, going back decades. So this was the library of the Oxford Union originally. Well, the Oxford Union originally was founded on King Edward Street in Oxford in 1823. It only shifted to these premises in in the mid-19th century. So this was the library. Obviously, Oxford University was much smaller back then. You're not automatically a member of the Oxford Union Society when you come here. And they say that fewer than half of people actually join the Oxford Union Society. It's about £200 to join for life. You could join for the duration of your time here. There's some American visiting students, for instance, only here for a year or something. They can join for the duration of their course. People go to Oxford Brookes University can join for the duration of their time. They can't join as life members and so on. There's a reciprocal membership with the Cambridge Union Society, which is actually founded a bit earlier in 1818. This one founded 1823, but it's not the oldest one even, you know, Cambridge is not even the oldest one. I think St. Andrew's got an older debating society in the United Kingdom. So anyway, this was the library, and then this grew too small. Moreover, the debating chamber grew too small. The debating chamber is now the library. This is not the main library here, the Goodman Library, and that's why the old debating chamber is now the library, and a new debating chamber was constructed in 1878, and it's across the garden. I'll point out where it is. So perhaps you're getting an idea of the dimensions of the size of this place. Because it's fairly early in the morning, nobody's in here, but often people are studying in here. And there used to be computers, but everybody's got laptops now, so don't bother. And this was put in about the year 2000, a fire exit. So across the way there, that is the debating chamber of the Oxford Union Society that I filmed on another occasion. Now, it wasn't all paved when I first came up, but people kept walking across the grass. They paved most of it. I'm glad they preserved a little bit of grass. And that's the gate, a very, very, very heavy gate. It's ridiculously heavy, difficult for even me to move. It's too narrow. Because can we make it electric? So what about disabled people, elderly people? You know, people in wheelchairs, small people. No, they're not allowed to do it because it's somehow listed. And they won't open the other entrance exit into Frewen Court because they say it's an alleyway and it endangers the people's safety. Okay, so look, some of the learned journals around here, the English Historical Review, and some of these books are in very poor condition, but it costs so much to have them redone. So some of these are over 200 years, like Cornhill magazine. Cornhill's obviously is in the City of London, leading up to St. Paul's, the Dublin Review and so forth. These were very, very pricey when they were published because, you know, a book in the 19th century, an average book, would be several hundred pounds in today's money. Okay, and this piano wasn't always there. So they often have speaker meetings, and someone who comes to address the Oxford Union, and they think he or she's not going to have that many people watching, under 100 people, they do it here in the Goodman Library, rather than debating chamber, which has got a capacity of about 1,000, because it'd be embarrassing to have 50 people in an auditorium designed for 1,000. And look for the history of all the counties of England, I don't think of the United Kingdom, Cambridge and the Isle of Ely, yeah? Look at the county of Cambridge rather than Cambridgeshire, and so forth. Okay, so what else was I going to say? Some law reports, a nice leather-topped tables, places to recharge your laptop. The memorial service of the Reverend Father David Johnson took place here. But look at all these wooden panels, all that handiwork. You wouldn't get it like that anymore. See the wheels motif and the little fleur-de-lis motif up high. Anyway, it's called Goodman Library in honour of Lord Goodman, the Right Honourable Lord Goodman of Westminster. Look, M.A., L.L.M., C.H. C.H. is Companion of Honour, Q.C., Queen's Counsel. He was a solicitor. It's highly unusual for a solicitor to get to be a Queen's Counsel. Barristers, about 1 in 10 barristers gets it. Master of University College, 1976 to 86. Chairman of the Charitable Trustees, 1987 to 1994, benefactor. And 94 is, I think, when he died. If it wasn't that year, he certainly died in the mid-90s. So he's born in London in about 1912. Into a Jewish family. His grandparents had shifted from Eastern Europe. He went to University College London. He graduated there. I'm not sure who got his MA from, but he was a solicitor, highly successful city solicitor. So he became a wealthy man, and he was a member of the Labour Party, though he never contested public office. And he was a consigliere of the Prime Minister at the time, Harold Wilson. So Harold Wilson later ennobled him and had him perform various tasks like flying to Rhodesia, Zimbabwe as it is today, to negotiate with Ian Smith's breakaway government to try and persuade them to make greater concessions to the black majority, see if they could bring a conflict to an end, and the Universal Declaration of Independence. But alas and alack, it was a fruitless mission. So that's him. So master of University College, my old college, for 10 years. And there's a portrait of him up in the hall. And the portrait is notoriously unflattering. He was an egregiously unbeautiful man. And it was published in the front of a satirical magazine, that portrait. And Private Eye is a satirical magazine. And in the portrait, it has him. He's looking rather tense, uncomfortable, and hideous. But Private Eye has it published with a lavatory chain in the background, because it looked like he was passing a bowel motion. So people almost never go up here to this higher level. I'm not sure I've ever been up. They used to store excess chairs or broken chairs. And look at this, all these fantastic leather-bound volumes. Oh, you get to see my fingernails. What a treat. One of them's broken off. The Classical Quarterly. So these books are scarcely ever read. So I'm filming it now because it's unusual to have a chance when nobody else is around here. Look, Hellenic Studies. Statutes at large, as in laws passed by a legislature. Public general acts of measures, my goodness, the time of Elizabeth II. Lord Goodman had not attended UNIV, University College, and there's no requirement that the head of house do so. So he had a fairly successful 10 years, had good connections with Whitehall, a Church Quarterly Review, and undergraduate used to get a grant from the government to live off until the 90s. Not a loan, but a grant. And then he was happened to be chatting to an undergraduate. Everything going all right for you? He said, no, the boy said, no, there's a slight problem. What is it? My grant check hasn't come through. And so Lord Goodman knew who to phone in Whitehall, got them straight away, give him his grant check right now. And it was set by a courier, you know, a dispatch rider on his motorbike all the way up to Oxford to deliver it straight away. So he's the kind of guy who had connections who could make things happen. He was involved in the Oxford Union Society. In some of the photos of Standing Committee, various people who are involved, like trustees like him, he's there. And that's why he's honoured by this being named after him. He donated money to it. Look, the parliamentary debates, as in Hansard. The Hansard family, the ones who used to publish them, the House of Commons, House of Lords. I used to look up the ones which was just when the India Act was being passed in 1947, as in granting independence to South Asia. And even reading, Clement Attlee, the Labour Prime Minister, singing a hymn of praise to the Britannic Raj in India. Anyway, look at the ceiling. Would you call this stencil work, plastering? You know, even that's pretty. Even thoughts got into that. And these chandeliers. And there's a ventilation vent over there. Right, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've somewhat appreciated having a good look around the Goodman Library. Got some good acoustics. Very large windows to admit the maximum amount of light. So thank you very much on my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. All right, toodaloo, everyone.